We have Anthony with the day in the life of S-Bomb. I will not be giving long introductions. We don't have time for that.
Okay.
Anthony, the floor is yours. Right.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I have a lot to try and say in 20 minutes, so apologies if it gets quick. Who am I? I'm a solution architect. I have delivered big systems that never finish, so it takes a long time to build complex systems. I now run my own business, which is really focused on software supply chain, S-bombs, and software risk. I'm a co-founder with Ole Johansson of S-Bomb Europe, trying to help Europe understand what S-bombs is all about. I write lots of open source software, so those of you who were at the Fringe event probably saw some of my software. We're going to mention some of it in this presentation. And I mentor the next generation of coders, so I'm a mentor for things like Google Summer of Code, teach Python to students, etc. That picture is a picture of a Manchester bee, not an OWASP wasp. Manchester is worker, it's the worker bee. We work hard in Manchester in the UK. And when I'm not doing open source software, I tend to be running around muddy fields on a Saturday morning. So I haven't done that this weekend because I've been here. This, I think, is an increasingly common question. Can you give me an S-bomb? What's your reaction? Is it, yippee, thank you. I now know why I've been creating S-bombs, because people want them. Or is it, what's an S-bomb? Or, I need more information, because I have got so many S-bombs, which one do you want? Because it's a problem. S-bombs are part of risk management, and S-bombs are part of, have use cases. So which use case are you using for with your S-bomb? Which S-bomb, what data do you need? There's also two standards, SPDX and Cyclone DX. Depending on what version is going to depend what information you're going to get. And there's also these things called different types of S-bombs, which is what we're going to describe today. These are the typical use cases, and there are more and more use cases coming as people realize the value of S-bombs. So you've got license compliance, you've got vulnerability management, we've got regulations. I've got people looking at S-bombs to help escrow systems. But really, I do not believe every S-bomb is suitable for all those use cases. And I believe one S-bomb is not going to be good enough. We're going to have several S-bombs for our products. So really, the question should be now, can you give me the right S-bomb for your product? Not just any S-bomb. 3 years ago, CISA published these S-bomb types. 6 S-bomb types to represent the life cycle. It's going from design into an operational system. These are now embedded within the two standards. SPDX 3, Cyclone DX started from 1.5 very quickly. Cyclone DX adopted these standards. You'll notice the names are slightly different, but they map pretty well. End of 2024, SEI ran a plugfest, which was to look at the different S-bomb types, S-bomb tools across SPDX and Cyclone DX, and they targeted source and build. Very few tools actually mentioned the type of S-bomb they were generating. There was only one SPDX version 3 candidate, and they did mention it. But Cyclone DX, nearly all of them with 1.5 or 1.6, only one vendor included the S-bomb type. So why is that? If we now start thinking about CRA, which reads no exploitable vulnerabilities, and I know we're going to hear lots of this today, which S-bomb type do we need? If we look at a typical SBOMB, typical software product, there's lots of software, operating systems, runtime systems, applications, APIs, whatever. There's a lot of software there. So where do we get that full, complete picture for us to then be able to then assess our system for vulnerabilities? So let's go through each type of SBOMB. Very quickly, sorry, because I've got a lot, there's a lot of text. Design SBOMBs are only really for, this is what we're going to build. It's not what we've built. So it's a plan. I couldn't find any SBOMB tools that actually do design SBOMBs. So I did what I normally do, I created a tool. So I created SBOMB as a code. I don't know whether it's any use, but I can generate something that says it's a design SBOMB. Simple YAML generates an SBOMB. But it says nothing about the target environment. It doesn't tell you what the versions of the components are, so I don't think a design SBOMB is relevant for CRA. Source SBOMBs is about your source files. You're going to identify things like licenses, some of them. You're going to identify copyright, again, that's useful, and direct dependencies. But it's not going to tell you anything about what you're building, again. So you're going to get quite a, you're going to get a richer SBOMB than you will for design, but again, it's not going to have all the information. Let's go to build. We're starting to build components, and we're starting to get some more dependencies, like the transitive dependencies, and we're starting to identify versions, and we can maybe start identifying components using something like Perl or CPEs. And we're going to start looking at the ecosystem, so we're starting to get a bit more granular and a bit closer to the target. But it's still not telling me what operating system I'm using. I've just built it for Python, for example. And again, we get more data, but is that sufficient for doing all the vulnerabilities? Probably not. We then have this one called analysis. And the idea, I believe, is to analyse a group of SBOMBs together. Now, that sounds really useful. Do we need a different type of SBOMB? I don't think so. There's lots of tools already that analyse the quality of an SBOMB. Have we included all the licences, or have all the components got identifiers, etc.? But do we need to have a separate SBOMB for that? I don't think we do. I think there's already enough tools for that. So I don't think that type actually has a value. Now when we get to deployed SBOMBs, now we're starting to really get closer to the target. What software is actually sitting on your device? That's going to give you a precise definition of all the components. It's starting to identify these runtime dependencies that don't appear until you've actually get deployed. Every component should have identifiers. It should have licenses. We know the reality, don't we? But the big benefit is here is this is the actual target environment that actually is what you deliver to your customer. This is the version that I believe is what we should be using for monitoring exploits. That this is what the CRA is going to require. I'm sure we're going to have an interesting discussion throughout the day about that, but that's where this is where I'm setting the scene. And then we get to runtime. This is observing your system running. Systems generally have multiple ways of operating. You know, you may have a test mode, you may have an operational mode, you have a degraded mode. So I don't know how this is going to give you a momented instance in terms of what your system is executing, but is it how useful will that be in terms of identifying what's exploitable? Again, I couldn't find tools that do runtime, so I've started developing something that I hopefully might be useful for the community. I've already identified ways of getting the libraries that have been loaded. So you can look at your deployed SBOMB and then you can see which of those libraries have actually been loaded and executed. I'm starting to look at now at which ones are starting to call out to external services like network services, so you can start seeing those APIs, which might be really important for CRA, which is when it says, do you need an external service to provide to support your product? And we can start seeing configuration files. So this is very much work in progress. I'd like people to help me, but actually I think this might be useful as well as a useful diagnostic tool. So if we summarise sort of the use cases, I think until you get to deployed, you don't get that big full picture of how your product is, that your product is actually being used by your customers. There are other use cases which made where these other types of SBOMs may be relevant. Escrow, I think, is going to be really useful at the source level. But I think we nearly need to be looking at getting good, high-quality deployed SBOMs for our products. I've been writing tools. So I have a library which is the basis of all my tools. That sits like a data model which then abstracts the SBOM so it can convert between SPDX and Cyclone DX. One of the features I've now done is it provides the SBOM type for SPDX2 following what OpenChain defined as a way of including the SBOM type as a comment. So we can now provide life cycle. Please join me in making those better. Please make sure, you know, and help them deliver what we need. I can't do these all myself. They're all accessible and they all interop between SPDX and Cyclone DX. SPDX-D is coming when I get round to doing it. So to summarise, I still think there's a lot of confusion when people say, can you give me an SBOM? We need to be a lot more precise about what use case that SBOM is going to be used to support. And we need to recognise that most of the really useful information that we need doesn't appear until quite late in the development lifecycle of that product. When I ask people what SBOM types you support, I get blank faces from vendors. I get, you mean Cyclone DX or SPDX? We need to educate people to say there are these extra different types, and we need to ensure that our SBOMs define which life cycle or where in the life cycle they've been produced. I think we probably have too many types, and we might not have the right types to support things like products. Maybe we need a product-based SBOM which pulls all things together. I know we've got things like OBOMs in Cyclone DX, which is like an operational bomb. Is that what we need, or do we need other things? And I think we'll probably get discussion about that throughout the day. Trace normal things to trace me, LinkedIn, GitHub, lots of websites. Please join me on this journey. I've enjoyed it for the last 4 years in creating tools. Please let's make the tools better to support.
Thank you, Anthony, and thank you for keeping it on time. The next speaker should be getting ready to that, but meanwhile, questions.
Yes, thank you for the great overview of the six SBOM types. One question, these types have been defined by CISA, and CISA recently produced the draft for the that in this document they don't use their own types, but they define three different ones, pre-build, build, and post-build. So what do you think about that?
Okay, so this is about CISA. Okay, so I'll repeat the question. So CISA last year proposed an update in terms of the contents of S-bombs. The question we're saying is they didn't reference the six types of S-bombs that I identified in the presentation. They came up with three different types of names. I don't know what that, and there's someone at the back who may be able to support that. Until that gets reissued, I don't know. It's, as we can see, those six types aren't widely used currently. Reducing it to three may be better, but let's see.
I have to confess, I didn't have the runtime S-bombs on my radar so far, but I found something a few years ago which I would call out two RCEs, because the original problem I was after was not the programming language itself. I found another problem by looking at the code, but it was a glibc one. So by fixing the one thing in the programming language and fixing, circumventing the problem with glibc, I cured both problems, but in fact there were two distinct things, and the one thing was dependent on the glibc version.
Okay.
Yeah, the vulnerability, one of the vulnerabilities was only there when it is matching that glibc version.
Yeah. So the question is saying that basically sometimes vulnerabilities are only seen quite late on. They did different ways of seeing where you look, which I think is really just saying why the runtime and the deployed are really the level that you need to start seeing that dependencies, because that's the dynamic nature. It's great, lots of great questions here. Yes. Yes.
Is this based on the
Okay, so the question is about my library and how I interchange. It's all my own code. It's not using anybody else. It's not using SPDX or Cyclone DX. Pardon, sorry?
Why don't you use it?
It
was developed with a lot of industry professionals and companies.
Okay, so the question is, why don't you use Protobomb? I started the tool before Protobomb was invented. Sorry. Yes, it's if I receive an S-bomb that is in Protobomb format, I deal with it. And the same with an Intoto, an S-bomb that's embedded as an Intoto. Let's have a chat offline. Crypto bombs. They're not supported yet. It's on a. It's on my roadmap to deal. That's probably the next thing I will deal with.
Okay.
What do you think about cables?
It's 20.
Right. I'll have to start. I'll be here all day.
Yeah.